AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Stormy weather stirring up big problems in much of California. A highway bridge has collapsed on I-10 near the Arizona border amid heavy rains in that remote desert area. One driver's been hurt, and other motorists are being turned away, unable to head east into Arizona. In Orange County, street flooding and mud everywhere blocking some streets. This is Fire Captain Steve Concialdi.
Residents are unable to get back to their homes, and there's some residents that are unable to get out right now. So Orange County Fire sent our dozer operator with some heavy equipment, and they've been actively removing mud and debris off Silverado Canyon Road.
The downpours are expected to keep on breaking regional monthly records for rainfall. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, there are new reports of depression and drug use by the gunman who killed five service members last week. A family spokesman says the 24-year-old was sent away to Jordan to get him away from some of the bad influences that the family felt was leading him toward trouble. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Israel to meet with its defense leaders today. Then he meets with the prime minister Tuesday. Carter says he knows that they object to the nuclear deal with Iran, but the U.S. will still work to protect Israel's security.
Doesn't limit what we do to carry out our strategy in the region. Doesn't limit what we can and will do in defense of our good and staunch friend Israel.
Donald Trump is not backing down over his criticism of Senator John McCain, saying that McCain hasn't done much to help veterans. That's a day after he criticized the former POW's war hero status. In Arizona, the head of the Veterans and Military Leadership Alliance says Trump is wrong.
What he said was really despicable. It was dishonorable and really un-American.
This is AP Radio News. The Cuban flag, red, blue with a white star, will be flying at the new Cuban embassy in the United States for the first time since the country's severed ties in 1961. Overnight, the U.S. interest section in Havana becomes a full-fledged embassy. Knocked off of his board by an attacking shark, a surfer punched that creature during the televised finals of a world surfing competition in South Africa. Australian surfer Mick Fanning was attacked by the shark in Jeffreys Bay.
It was dragging me. I felt like it was just dragging me underwater. And then all of a sudden my leg rope broke and I was like, all right, just start swimming. I was swimming and screaming.
He did escape without any injuries. Actress Demi Moore says that she is shocked over the death of a 21-year-old man in her backyard pool in Los Angeles. She's out of the country. Police say it was accidental. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.